To talk with George Norrie, call the Wildcard line at area code 818-501-4109. The first time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To talk to George toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll-free at 1-800-618-8255. International callers may reach George Norrie by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Well, our web director tonight, Sean, tells me, he's my researcher, he said, "No, George, Jack Palance is alive and well. He's 85 years old. Another fast blast comes in that says he just did a TV movie a couple months ago called Back When We Were Grown-Ups." And then I've got a handful of fast blasts saying, "George, are you nuts? He died a few years ago." And I mean, and they go on and on and on and on. He's alive. He is alive. And now here's another one that says that here's one that people believe died, and he's not. Hervé Villechois. Remember him, the tattoo in the Fantasy Island? See, but I think he died. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. We'll be back with your calls. If you... Poor old Jack Palance is probably listening to Coast right now going, I think I'm alive. Villechois, by the way, Hervé, he committed suicide, so he is not around anymore. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast. You are on the air. Hi there.
Hello, it's Jeff from St. Louis.
Hey,
Ferguson, Missouri.
How are you?
Doing okay. Been a while.
Good. Good to hear from you.
On a side note about your last hour guest,
yeah,
about the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that after the 2006, China hosts the 2008 Olympics?
That's right.
So maybe there's some kind of connection with that and the rising tensions.
We shall find out.
But anyway, I got your question on the Atlantis.
Yeah.
The week you did your Atlantis special,
mm-hmm,
are you familiar with Stargate?
Yes.
They have a spinoff, Stargate Atlantis, premiered the same week you did your special.
I didn't see the show. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good. Worth seeing.
I love sci-fi.
Are you going to be doing another special on China and the threat rising tensions?
Not in the foreseeable future, Jeff, but I'm always
I do have an idea for a program, though.
What is that?
Egyptian gods. Do kind of like a fact and fiction with the show Stargate.
Okay, I got the Greek gods next week.
Yeah.
So stand by for that one.
But the idea for the program is fact and fiction with the Egyptian gods from the Stargate series and compared them to the real legends.
Okay, I better get some info on Stargate. Thanks, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Jeff out there in my old hometown of St. Louis. West of the Rockies, welcome to Coast. Hi there.
Hi. Good to talk to you, and I swear I saw that Jack Palance did die. I know he was dead, so that throws me too, because I saw several things and felt really bad about it.
Yeah, I mean, we must be living in different time warps, all of us, because, I mean, he's alive. I'm seeing notes that say he's alive.
Absolutely, and that's not what I called for, but
poor Jack.
I actually called for a possible medical alert to give to people. You know, you keep hearing people that have this sleep paralysis. And all of a sudden one night, I work in the medical field, it dawned on me what a lot of these people might be having that they should be having checked out. Because, usually the sleep paralysis happens when they wake up suddenly and they can't move. And it didn't even dawn on me until it happened to me like 5 times in one night. And then I realized I just wasn't breathing well and got up and took some decongestants and felt a lot better. But people that have this repeatedly or consistently may have a condition called sleep apnea.
Where they stop breathing, right?
Exactly. And if that happens to them on a fairly frequent basis, they really should get in and have that checked out, because that can be long-term serious, where they're losing brain cells, they're not sleeping well. These are the people that fall asleep while they're driving and cause accidents, or don't wake up one morning and they just, suddenly they just wake up. They don't wake up, and there's no real apparent cause because their body didn't wake them up one time. So they're not getting the really deep stage sleep that they need to get. So
Also,
definitely have checked out.
And don't they put people who have sleep apnea, don't they have like some kind of breathing machine?
It's called a CPAP.
Yeah, so if they stop breathing, it kicks in.
It doesn't kick in. They wear it constantly. It's called continuous positive airflow pressure. It's a little mask, and basically that's what they go into the hospital or a sleep center. They get checked to see if they have the sleep apnea. And then the next night they put them on a machine, and they slowly increase the pressure until they see how much pressure they need. So what happens when they go into the REM stage and they get really relaxed, the soft tissue closes off their airways. And so they hook them up to the EKGs, the EEGs, everything, so they can check to see if they really do have apnea. Then the next night they put them on the machine to see how much pressure it takes. Then they just wear that machine. And like I said, I'm a medical professional. My husband, a lot of his family members use the machines. And it's the difference between night and day. He was in 3 accidents before he had this because he would fall asleep at the wheel.
I can believe it. What's the disease where people sitting at their desk, for example, just fall asleep?
Narcolepsy,
that's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks for the call.
And that can actually be also an offshoot of having the apnea.
That's true. Appreciate your call.
You bet.
That's our medical advice for the moment. Let's go to our first-time caller line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Craig. I'm calling you from Interstate 30 in Arkansas.
A truck driver.
Yes, sir.
Air horn.
Got you covered.
There you go.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you, George. I've listened to your show for quite a while. Always been a bit of a skeptic until something happened, actually, last night.
Uh-huh.
It has nothing to do with the topic for tonight, but I work out on a regular basis, lift weights, and I was in the gym at 3 o'clock in the morning, which was really unusual for me. I usually work out during the daytime, but I missed my workout yesterday, and I went in at 3 o'clock in the morning when I got done with my run.
Boy, you're devoted.
I try to be. I just try to do the best I can when I can, and, you know, pretty much into powerlifting. But I was doing bench presses last night, and I had 405 pounds on the bar, which is probably not a smart thing to be doing without a spotter, but I do it many times, and I got hung under the weight. Usually when you get hung like that, when you come down on your rep, if you get hung like that, you just dump the weight to one side and, get out from under the weight. But something happened last night when I was on my 4th rep with 405 pounds. I came down and got hung, and I felt some kind of presence or something say, "Don't worry, I got you."
Huh.
And the bar got cold in my hands, and the weight came up off of me and went to the rack. I mean, I was still pushing on the weight, but something was helping me push that weight less.
Something was pulling it up with you.
Yeah, and when I heard the voice that I got you, I couldn't distinguish gender or anything, but it said, "I got it, don't worry about it," or it says, "I got you," and then the bar got cold in my hands, so the weight bar got cold.
Had it come down on you, where would it have hit you? Around the throat or the chest?
No, when you're doing bench presses, you come down and touch the bar to your chest. And if you get hung, you know, if you can't get the weight up, you know, when you're going that heavy, you can throw the weight to one side, you know, just push up with one side and, you know, dump it on the floor. But it's called dumping the weight.
But, I mean, you can clear that so it won't hit you?
Oh, yeah, you can, you know, if you've been lifting weights for any amount of time that, you know, if it would have fallen on me, yeah, it could have crushed my chest. But, you know, I was in control of it. I was on my 4th rep, and I just didn't have enough strength to get it back up. I guess it was because it was so early in the morning and I was tired. But there was some kind of presence there that said, "Hey, I got it." And there's nobody else in the gym. It's a 24-hour gym that I go to. And there was nobody else there. And like I say, when the presence was there, the bar got cold in my hand. And the weight just came up off of me. Went back into the rack. I just sat up and looked around. There was nobody there.
Oh.
It's been weird. I've always been a skeptic until this happened, and this has changed my whole outlook on the. I don't know if that was a guardian angel or a spirit or something. I don't know. My whole outlook has changed.
I guess so. And whatever it is, it's a sore angel today.
Oh, I can imagine it. I really wasn't in any trouble. You know, I could have dumped the weight very easily, but it was just out of this world. I've never had anything like that happen to me in the 3 years that I've been powerless, and I've never had anything happen to me like that.
That is an incredible story. Boy, you're lucky. You wouldn't be here today.
I probably wouldn't at all. It's somebody was watching out for me, definitely.
Great story. Thanks for it. Drive carefully.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let's go to our time traveler line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Gail, and I'm going to try to talk as fast as possible because my battery's running out.
Okay, Gail.
2012, we, December 2011, switched to star date time. And I don't know if anybody knows this or not, but this is the last year that we're going to have leap year. Let's see, food made by Cook Industries in Indiana worldwide now in the very near future, like 2007. And it's going to use the blood and blood of animals, blood and the chlorophyll from the plants, so we won't have to murder these animals and plants. Let's see. Medically, we'll about the war. Mainly, people are going to be choosing sides, and Canada and Mexico are going to choose sides against us. One, because we're sending polluted water down to Mexico, and Canada offers us electricity for all the way through the East Coast and down into South America for about a quarter of what it's costing us. Somebody from Alcoa is in the cabinet, in the president's cabinet right now, was the vice president for Alcoa, and they will be controlling electricity in the near future and building homes. Most of our life will be underground. Anything, I wrote you a letter. I did something with Richard Hoagland to prove that time travel was possible.
Well, now, are you a time traveler or are you a psychic?
I'm a time traveler.
You are?
Yeah. I came here from 2053.
How long you been here?
Here at this time, 45 years.
Why did you come back?
It wasn't my choice. The undesirables got to come back.
is that what you were?
I was undesirable. It wasn't that exactly that way. I was mentally retarded. That's what, you know, they didn't call it that.
And that's what they say to those people? They call them undesirables?
No. They didn't do that. I was a special case. I don't think, it was usually the criminals or something like that.
Did we, by that time, 2053, have we learned anything by then?
Yeah, a very spiritual environment. We don't talk too much. There's a lot of people. We don't talk to each other, you know, extensively.
How did you come back? In a machine or what?
Yes, that's a good question. One, they're already set up. I guess they're almost finished. The last one, a time travel machine, has to be built at the North Pole. Coral Castle, time travel machine, you know, the Stonehenge, et cetera, et cetera. If you'll put a grid around the entire world that are pentagons, the middle of those pentagons would be an enigmatic monument. And the last two that had to go up, well, I heard from Richard Hoagland that one went up in France, which I always thought was going to be the Eiffel Tower, and it was the
Well, you know what? I'm pretty close to believing you.
How we do it? Okay, it's laser beams sent through crystals and gold particles are shot through. You know, like it's sporadically shot through. What happens is radiation takes matter into antimatter.
Can you pinpoint exactly where you want to go and what year?
That's the issue. That's why these enigmatic monuments have been built, like Coral Castle. because you have to go at a certain time in order to get to the certain place. I don't know how it works, but I don't know how my television works either.
Do you miss 2053?
Yes and no. It was a great decision to do this, but I wouldn't want to do it again. There's a lot of pressure that you feel when you go through the time traveling, because the radiation just breaks you down to the first molecule you were ever made of.
Hey, by the way, am I going to retire in 2012?
Is that what you want to do?
I thought I was going to do that then. You don't know, though, huh?
No. Okay.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate a time traveler. And that's what that special line is all about, time traveling. Wild card line, your turn. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, I'm Daniel from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hi, Daniel.
On 770 KKOB.
You got it.
I had a really good suggestion for a show.
Sure.
Whenever you have Alex Jones on again, or you know how you said a few weeks ago you were trying to get the president and Kerry on, right?
Right.
What if, like, let's just say you got President Bush on. How about you have, like, a round table type of deal where you have Jones on and he confronts in a way, you know what I mean, like, you know, speech-wise with President Bush and, you know.
I'm not sure Kerry or Bush would want to talk with Alex
really?
Jones.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, you know, because I'm, you know, I'm trying to process all the stuff that he says. And
I mean, would you, if you were a president or John Kerry, would you want to be interviewed by tough Alex Jones, our buddy?
Well, man, I never thought of that.
You could just see Alex now.
I would.
Let me ask you a question, President.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, could you ever ask him that whenever you have him on again?
Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I'm not sure if you covered this in your other shows with him, but I was wondering what made him start believing what woke him up to all this New World Order type stuff? Because I'm trying to process it myself because there's so many different theories, you know what I mean? Because I've been reading all these different things, different publications that are, you know, New World Order related, but they're a little different compared to what he says.
A long time ago, he became suspicious of some events, and mm-hmm. he just always investigated, and he never gave up. And, of course,
really?
He was one of the first to kind of break into the Bohemian Grove in California.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
he
I heard about
did his
that.
Documentary there, and he hasn't stopped.
Yeah.
He hasn't said. He's a bulldog.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Sure, thanks.
Okay, take care. Alex is a bulldog. Good guy. And he's tough. East of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello there.
Hello there to you.
This is Paul from Lansing, Michigan.
Ah, yes. WJIM land.
Yes. How about them Pistons?
That's true. You know, you got to say it quietly, though, when you're out here in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Hey, first off, I wanted to see if have you checked in or heard from Kathleen Keating today.
Kathleen, does she?
Yesterday.
Oh, I know that. But you know what? I'm told that she has West Nile virus, and she's recovering. Now, I haven't been able to confirm that. Maybe somebody can let me know if that's true or not. But I'd like to get her back on.
I just, after listening to last night's show, I kept thinking about her. I had streamlined the show that she was on with you.
She can't stand the Maitreya.
Yes. Hey, I just wanted to mention one thing and just give you a theory on another and let you go. I drive a truck here too and been streamlining a lot of your shows and kind of got into a little a hobby of putting a lot of your predictions on a chart.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of seeing if I see a pattern with a lot of your guests.
And what do you think? What do you see?
Well, I haven't. Sean David Morton's predictions are just really scary. A couple of them that he had talked about just, I think, 6 months ago about whether he had a guy from St. Louis asking about China. He had mentioned about the alliance that China is making with France. And, you know, shortly after that, I read in the paper that France and China had sign an economic agreement, and then next thing I know, I see France and China's navies doing joint exercises.
That's true. Hey, hold on. I'm going to take this break, but I'll come back with you so you can finish up your phone call. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.
The official website of Coast to Coast AM is www.coasttocoastam.com. Log on now. Call the Wildcard line at area code 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To talk with George toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll-free at 1-800-618-8255. International callers may reach George Norrie by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
And don't forget Art Bell this weekend. By the way, Sunday, Stephen Greer will be his guest, and ABC will be videotaping. Peter Jennings will be videotaping a segment with Art for an upcoming special on UFOs. How about that? Special hello to you, by the way, listening on your favorite radio station. All of you Streamlink members, Yahoo Chat, fantastic forum pirates. And over there, of course, special hello to Guardian Angel. She had it kind of rough lately. Her father died. She's screwed up her ankle. She's had some surgery. So you keep fighting the good fight. If you've got a avatar like Guardian Angel, everything will end up working out for you. No doubt about that. But by the way, when I talk to the time traveler about my 2012 retirement age, Jeff writes me from Australia, says, George, I'm clairvoyant. You never get to retire. You will be continually reincarnated into the radio broadcast industry. Your next life has you in the 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. time slot. No, tell me. It's not true. Let's go to the phones. Wildcard line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah.
This is James in Port Arthur, Texas.
Hi, James.
How are you?
Good.
It's great to speak to you. You had Janice Davis on the other night, or a rerun of her, and it was great. We enjoyed it.
She was fresh and live.
Was she? Oh, yep. Man, I enjoyed that so much. I hope you have her on again.
Good report. I'm going to try to get her on one of my roundtable discussions. I think she'd be very good at that.
Oh, it was a great discussion that I heard with her. But I'd like to share with you a little UFO experience I had.
Please.
About 4 years ago, I worked at a restaurant, and I didn't get off till later at night. And I was about 4 a.m., and I was driving home. And the road I took to get to my house had a pretty good view of the southern sky out here on the Gulf Coast of Texas. And that's basically towards the Gulf of Mexico where I'm at. And I saw three pretty good bright lights in the sky. And two of them were in the upper sky, and the other one was closer to the horizon. And they were about, I'd say, 80 to 100 times brighter than any star that was out there. So I sat there in my car and looked at them for a while, and there's no way that I'm just going to sit here and tell people about it tomorrow. They're going to just think I'm crazy. So I went, I went home and I woke my girlfriend up. I said, "Hey, you got to come see this." And so we went home. We went back to the road and we sat there and looked at it for a while. And we watched it until the sun came up. And nobody talked about it on the news the next morning. Nobody said, "Hey, we saw this last night." And then we went back to the night after that, and there was nothing there. So I have no idea what it was. I don't know what I was looking at. I mean,
could have been man-made, right?
Could have been anything. It could have been anything at all. However, it never showed up again, and I haven't seen it since. So maybe I saw something, maybe I didn't. I don't know, you know?
That is weird. I mean, there are all kinds of lights. Hey, thanks for the call.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you being part of the program. Let's go to our West of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah.
I have a comment about probable realities that might explain why people remember things differently from what the past, what you would think is the past. You'd think everybody remembered that everything the same.
Tell me more.
Well, from quantum physics, there's a concept called quantum flux. Every atom in the fabric of the universe is in a state that they call quantum flux. And as an atom moves from one place to another before it moves, it does what they call like a quantum tickle. Should I go here? Should I go there? Should I go here? Should I go there? And sort of like investigates every single possible path it could take. Like, it's explained like, say, if a woman's going to get married and she has all of these suitors, and in this tickle state or the quantum flux state, the atom says, okay, this is how that path turns out, this is how that path turns out, and then it chooses and goes. It's a kind of an intelligence. The whole universe is intelligent right down to the atomic level. So then what happens is that there's traces left, and other atoms, and this is happening constantly, other atoms will use the quantum tickles of previous atoms to make their movements, and so they call this state quantum flux.
How do you know this?
Boy, God, I read it in a physics book.
Well,
it's a theory of physics.
Well, you're doing well with it. I'll tell you that.
It's fun stuff. I love quantum physics. I'm not a physicist by trade, but it's just something that I like to study on the side, sort of as an entertainment. Anyway, so you've got the quantum flux idea, which I think is just a lovely thing to contemplate.
Sure.
In itself.
Well, it explains some things,
yeah.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
So then couple that to an idea that actually came from Jane Roberts and the Seth material, if you've ever looked at that.
Sure.
Probable realities. They talk about probable realities. It's a very difficult concept to grab hold of. But if you think for a moment about these atoms in quantum flux, and your whole body's made up this way. So and the whole fabric of the universe is made up, like, constantly in flux.
No wonder I don't know if I'm coming or going.
Exactly. So that you can be, it's like consciousness coalesces and recoalesces continuously. And what I perceive to have been my linear consciousness path may be a different quantum flux line than what you consider to be your continuous stream conscious line of path, so that you could remember something differently in your path that from what I remember in mine, although I guess purportedly we share the same past. That's if we were in Newtonian reality.
I think if you were my physics teacher, you'd be failing me right about now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is a deep subject.
I've gone too far.
But you know what? It's worth thinking about. It is. Hey, thanks. Appreciate it. At least she's thinking. I'll give her that. Wildcard line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello, this is Thomas from Lemon Grove, California.
Hi, Thomas.
Hi. I wanted to tell you about a TV show on time travel.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I don't think it's still making new episodes, but it's on Spike TV. It's called 7 Days.
Seven Days.
Yeah.
What's it about?
It?
What's no? I have not.
Well, basically, the government agency that does this is the NSA. It they get this energy substance from the Roswell crash, so it's alien technology, and they build this sphere that uses this alien technology, and when there's something bad that goes on, like in the show, they nuked the Washington, D.C., there's different terrorists that just do crazy things, and they got this one guy, he's called a Chrononaut.
A Chrononaut?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, Chrono is time. Chrononaut, I mean, he's the only person that can go back in time.
Okay.
And they can only go back 7 days because this substance they explain it in the show several times, but it's, like, pretty deep. They have to recharge it. It takes 7 days to recharge, and they only have 7 days. Like, if something happens...
To do what they do.
Yeah, if D.C. gets nuked, then they have to gather intelligence to be able to go back and prevent it.
But they have to do it within 7 days.
Yeah.
And if they don't...
So it happens...
It doesn't work.
Yeah, so it happens, then they gather the intelligence, and a lot of times they're up to the very last day before they actually, they call it backstepping, where they go back in time.
All right, well, methinks we're going to have to watch that show to get a better understanding of what this one's all about. Controversy about Jack Palance continues. I'm going to have to get him on the show, and the first question will be, Jack, are you dead or alive? Let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi. I think I know why everybody thinks Jack is dead.
Why?
Because that movie, City Slickers,
yeah,
his character dies in that movie.
Good point.
I bet you that's
why. But you know he's alive, don't you?
I think he's alive. I don't think he died.
I think he's alive, too.
I get all my news from your show anyway, so if I didn't hear it there.
That's right. We'll give it to you first. Yeah.
Hey, the old hag syndrome.
Uh-huh.
When I was little, it never crossed my mind that was an old hag. I thought it was a little old man. It used to be behind my door. And there was a little man, and he was behind my door, and he looked like he was kind of in a hole, like if he was looking through a hole in a tree.
Would he jump out at you?
No, he was just there, and I couldn't move, and I couldn't breathe, and I had asthma as a child.
See? It's true. This old hag makes kids sick.
I think so.
Did you tell your parents about it?
No. I did when I was little, and they just told me I was dreaming.
They laughed about it.
No, they didn't laugh, but... They told me I was just dreaming and, you know, everything would be okay and blah, blah, blah. Not until I heard it on your show.
You know, I think parents need to really realize that what kids tell them when they're small might be the truth.
I think so. We have ghosts in our house, and when my little boy tells me that he's here, he's up here,
yeah.
I just said, okay, he is.
That's
he's
right.
He described him to me. We've had a little kid ghost in our house that's played with my little boy, and we've had an older man that hangs out, and my daughter and my little boy have seen him.
And is he friendly?
Yeah, he just hangs out.
You know what? I wonder how you could... I guess you can exist with a friendly ghost in the house. It doesn't bother you, does it?
No, and we have talked to the people that used to live in the house, and it's an uncle. The kids described him to the lady that used to live there, and she said, that's Uncle whoever. He used to sleep in my little boy's room when he visited and described his hat and his clothes and everything.
You got to help him move on, though, somehow.
Well, sometimes maybe they don't want to.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
I don't know if he even knows he's dead.
Well, I don't know. He hated it. One time my little boy said, he was, oh, he's here today. And I asked him, you know, what does he look like and all that. And that's how I found out what he wore and everything. And I said, what is he doing? He said, well, he's standing here eating a sandwich. He just wants to watch me play. I was just like, okay.
What are you doing driving around so early in the morning for?
I'm a newspaper route driver.
So do you, like, throw the newspaper at all these places?
I have. Yeah, I have subscribers. I have 105 subscribers, and I also have 27 drops.
Did you ever break anything when you threw it?
No. No, I have tubes. No, I don't break stuff. I don't have to throw.
You have tubes?
Tubes to deliver the paper into.
Oh, you
like the mailboxes.
Oh, okay.
The mailboxes.
Okay, I thought you were getting biological on me or something. All right, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Love your show.
Take care. She said she had tubes. Let's go to our first-time caller line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Bob from Pasadena.
Hi, Bob.
I think I've ran into somebody from the future two times, and I've seen them in the distance several times before then. Years back, I was driving a friend to go pick up something at a house that wasn't, he wanted to pick up some marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove him, and as we got close to the house, there was a pickup truck with a guy who looked very familiar to me, but I wasn't quite sure who he was.
Okay.
And he kept getting in the lane next to me, would not let me over, and looked at me and gave me a gesture, you know, don't go, don't go,
don't do this.
So finally, you know, I got around him, went to the place, and right then, right before I got there, the police pulled up, and there was a raid there.
Whoa! Saved by the time traveler, huh?
Reason I think it's a time traveler is it looked familiar, like maybe related to me. Kind of looked like my grandfather, but not. And then another time, I thought somebody was following me, and I pulled into a Denny's parking lot, and right next to me was the same truck with the same guy that told me I got out, and I wasn't really trying to pay attention. I was just kind of scared. And he said, you better watch it. They're watching you. And from that point on, I straightened up, and I realized that I was saved again, that I was being watched.
Why did they want to protect you?
You know, I don't know, but I am gracious that it happened.
You might as well take it while you can. Hey, Bob, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Let's see if we can squeeze a few more before it's time to say adios. Wildcard line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello, George.
Yes, sir.
My name's Terry. I'm calling from Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Terry.
Jack Palance is quite alive and well. He lives about 33 miles from here in a little town called Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania.
Does he? I knew he was alive.
Yes, and every once in a while he comes to town. He has a chauffeur, of course. The only sad part is when he comes to town, he's quite animated. He likes to hit the oil a little. I'm not saying that in a bad way. You know, you know what I mean by hit the oil, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 85 years old.
Right. Well, God bless him. You know, I did really like him. And
next time you see him, get him on the show for me.
Can I make one quick comment about that guy last night?
Yeah, Benjamin Krem.
I just want to know what he was smoking because I couldn't quite keep up to him.
Right, thanks a lot.
Take care.
Appreciate it. Yeah, get me Jack Palance. Get that guy. Put him on. He always had that funny type of voice. I can't even. I do impressions, believe it or not, but I can't do that one. Time for another one. West of the Rockies, real fast. Hi.
Yes, good morning. I will make it fast.
Okay.
I'd like to give you some facts about West Nile virus.
Yeah.
Birds migrate north in the spring, south in the fall.
Okay.
Mosquitoes don't migrate.
They just hang around.
2 years ago, summer of 2002,
mm-hmm.
West Nile virus in the 4 months during the summer flashed across this country from east to west.
I think it hit almost every state.
From east to west.
Yep.
Also, one other thing. It kills the elderly, the very young, and those with a compromised immune system.
Now, let me ask you this. We haven't had a lot of them this year, have we?
Yes, we have.
See, it's not being publicized like
well,
it was last
here in
year.
Colorado, they've been telling us on the radio, I mean on the TV, it's hitting Arizona, California, and Colorado again.
I'm going to go to the CDC website and check in on that because that is really being downplayed this year. We will check into it for sure. Hey, thank you. Out of time. For Karis Coburn, Dan Galante, Steve Carr, Dave Caprita, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesour, Barbara Simpson and Art Bell, Art This Weekend. I'm George Norrie. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. I'll see you on Monday. You have a great weekend and be safe, everyone.